So I want to share with you, there's so many times in our life that you have known people who have been in jobs that they've hated and miserable, and they stood in there because they had some dental plan, or they were going to retire in 15 years, or something. And then they got laid off, or something happened, they got fired, and they were forced into a new paradigm of looking for another job or looking for another position. And then they found something that matched their personality, matched what they liked to do, was much better for them. And so getting fired was a huge blessing. One of my dearest friends got dumped by her husband, and the marriage had just been a mediocre marriage. I mean, it wasn't bad enough that she was, jumping bail, but he left her, and all of a sudden she was forced to realize that the marriage hadn't been that great. I mean, that she'd stayed in this marriage for reasons that, when she said she looked back at it, she goes, "Seemed kind of silly. We just got into a habit of being in this relationship, and when he left me, and I had to go out into the world," she was, "I was terrified of dating again, but suddenly I go out into the world, and now she has met the most phenomenal person, who is her soulmate, who." Honest, it's such a blessing that she lost the last husband, because this new husband brings out the best in her. They're like little kids laughing and giggling and having fun, and she looks 10 years younger, and she is healthier and happier, and on such a better path in life. So whatever your challenge is right now, and I am talking to you, so whatever your challenge is right now, realize that there is a seed of opportunity to reinvent yourself, reinvent what you do in life, reinvent the way that you market to your world, to your customers, your clients, or your patients. This is an opportunity for you to go back and redo things. You remember when you were kids and you played a game and you kind of messed up, so you go, "Oh, redo, redo." Well, right now you can redo. So you may be dealing with what appears to be bad luck. So face it, your story is not over, folks. If you're listening to me right now, you're not dead. Your story continues. In fact, if you think of your life as a story, I think this is a great way to see life. In everybody's story in life, and particularly if you study autobiographies or biographies of very famous or people who are of great influence in the world, they always go through prosperous times, and they also go through times that challenge them. So I really want you to take 100% responsibility, and remember, the bottom line is, you are the source of your wealth. I also want to remind you about something that a lot of people don't talk about very much, but that discomfort seems to always precede the attraction of wealth. I know that sounds kind of off the wall there, but think about it. There is a constant level of discomfort and frustration in most people who are successful. And if you'll look at your life, you'll notice that the discomfort fundamentally comes from changing our philosophies, our strategies, and our behaviors in order to attract prosperity and business. So the question you've got to ask yourself is, are you willing to do things differently to have a better year in front of you and to reinvent yourself? Because that is what life is about. You see, we all want prosperity, and to achieve it and to get positive results, we just have to do new things. We have to improve ourselves. We have to say no to unproductive behaviors that hold us back. You see, change is often perceived as being uncomfortable, but change is the most constant thing in our lives, and frankly, nobody ever likes it. I know it's uncomfortable to put yourself out there and to do things you've never done, to take new risks, to reinvent yourself. It is uncomfortable to force yourself to do things differently. I know that. I admit that. I experience that myself. Who doesn't? But risk means that you can leap to a new level because you will go for what you really want. So ask yourself, what do I need to do differently for my life? Where can I invest for my future? You see, if you don't embrace change, you will be a victim. If you want prosperity in your life, you've got to realize that you must constantly reinvent yourself. Nothing is static. Let's think about it. Think about trainers, physical trainers. They'll tell you that your muscles are either strengthening from exercise every day, or they are weakening because you haven't exercised and used them. So an intelligent question you might have for yourself right now is, how can I excel even if I do feel discomfort and chaos in my life? How can I be more creative? How can I see profit? How can I learn to embrace change? The reason I ask you to ask questions is because that is how you trigger creativity and answers in your brain. You've got to understand something, that everything you've ever heard, read, seen, or been exposed to in your entire life with your five senses have all been imprinted in your brain. They are like in file folders. The way you trigger information in your brain is you ask yourself intelligent questions. So I have a thought for you. I would like for you to take back your personal power and attention from the outside chaos, because remember, what you focus on expands. And since the current agenda of the outside world is for us to be victims, we have to decide to buck that trend and not to be a victim. Let's make some conscious decisions that nothing is going to best us, that we are really going to decide that we're going to create prosperity in our life. And that's a clear decision. Now remember, prosperity is the result of deliberate thought and action. Think about what the Bible promises. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. I think we need to discern and remember that if your desires are not definite, it's very hard for your mind, your conscious mind, and your subconscious mind to give you innovative ideas or directions or even answers on how to create the lifestyle that you really want for yourself. I think if you would take the time to interview or even read about some of the most prominent and successful people, you will find that the majority of these people use a technique for creating their desires. They simply write down what they want. There is magic in putting ideas on paper. Successful people are very clear about what their intentions are and spend time focusing on what outcome they want to experience in life and don't spend any time on being fearful. Remember the definition of fear: fantasized experiences appearing real. Every day that someone that you know talks about people maybe in your world that have gone bankrupt or people that you know bad things have happened to, fearful things come in your mind. Now, what you have done is created images of fantasized experiences for yourself, and you're afraid they will come true. Since we are self-fulfilling prophecies, one of the things you must guard against is allowing that fear to creep into your mind and to creep into your actions. Because when you become timid, when you become less confident, you lose your power, you lose your creativity, you lose your edge. And let's face it, out in the world, people can sense fear. If any of you have dogs or horses or animals, you know that they can sense fear. Well, people can sense it also. For example, I've been in sales my whole life, and when I do sales training, I always remind people, if you desperately need a sale, you will reek and of fear, and that people who you are making sales presentations to or trying to sell something to can sense and feel your fear, which makes them unconsciously lose confidence in what you're saying because they feel intuitively that you need to make the sale, that you're desperate, and so they have a lack of respect for you and a lack of confidence in you, and truthfully, they don't even believe you. So it's urgent right now that you understand that prosperity is a decision. So I really want you to understand a couple of things. One, there's two words I want you to avoid. The first word is want. Since what you focus on expands, Every time you say, oh, I want things to change, or I want this, or I want that, or I want the other,